So when you cannot see things as they are, you will perceive things according to your memory, which is the collection of views, opinion, and conditioning. So all this will condition you into negativity. So this negativity of thought process will lead to the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion that cause your karmic nature to fall. Condition negativity of karma. So all this, when you start to develop the mindfulness to be aware, you start to understand how you get yourself entangled in life and how suffering comes to be. Then when you understand how all these things unfold, you can retrospectively reverse it through your understanding. The next time I confront such sense experience, how can I not react, stir my mind, and develop the delusion? How can I just let things be, accept the reality of the moment, and be at peace with all situations? So that demands understanding, the ability to see things as they are, not according to what your views, opinion, memory and belief system condition you into. When you see things as they are, there is no words. You don't label that thing. You don't create a concept out of it. Then you realize the penetrative wisdom, the direct seeing, the awakening. Then you come to understand all these phenomena, they exhibit the three universal characteristics. The three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta, they are inherent in all phenomena. We are all phenomena within the conditioned world. Through your observation, you will know they are all dependent, originating, conditioned, arising, cause of phenomena. Without condition, nothing arises. When conditions arise, things arise. When conditions sustain itself, phenomena continue to evolve and sustain itself. Then when phenomena cease to be, conditions cease to be, the phenomena will cease to be. So when you start to see this, you start to understand the universal characteristic behind the universal characteristics of change, impermanent, anicca. Then you realize everything is just the way it is. When condition has already arisen within that moment, then things will be such, cannot be otherwise, because they are dependent originating, condition arising. So within that moment, the set condition is already set. Like the Buddha said, whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. When you understand this, this is wisdom. Means you have to accept the reality of the moment. And then you act. It doesn't mean you cannot act. You can still act. But act with wisdom. Not to react first. Not to stir your mind first. Not to condemn or want things your way. When you want things your way, it means you cannot accept the reality of the moment. Means you lack wisdom to understand the reality within the moment. You don't understand the conditioned world's universal characteristic. Because they are impermanent, dependent on condition they arise, they are all causal phenomena, dependent originating, condition arising. Because of that universal characteristic, you should know if you want things your way, which is not nature's way according to all these conditions, you will suffer. That's why the Buddha, under the first noble truth, he said, when things don't go your way, when you cannot get what you want, when your expectations in life are not met, you suffer. So the natural consequence of the universal characteristics of change will lead to the universal characteristics of suffering. Because things change, it cannot remain forever the same. If you attach, cling, and crave and want it to be yours forever, young, don't get old, don't get sick. It's impossible. That is nature's law. Like our physical body, it goes the way of nature. You can't tell this body, hey, please don't get old, don't get sick, don't die. It never listened to you. That's why it's impermanent. Dependent originating condition arising cause of phenomena. There is no atta within. That's why it's anatta, non-self. But there is such thing as a human being, life, even though it's dependent originating. And this human being, or form and mind we call it, is subject to karma. Because within the existential world, the conditioned world, this law of karma is very powerful. All form and mind, because of mind, there is mental intention. The moral causation is chitina, the mental intention that gives rise to karma. So understanding this is very important. So when you understand impermanent, you will understand empty nature, existence, non-self, anatta nature. And when you understand impermanent and anatta nature, you will know you cannot deludedly cling, attach, and grasp on to things, and hold on to things, and want things your way. If you do that, you suffer. The universal characteristics of suffering will arise. That's why the Buddha said, Sabbe sankara anicchang, all of sankara, my state, my activity, mental movements, they are impermanent, they come and they go. They follow nature's law, nature's condition. So because they are impermanent, he continued by saying, Sabbe sankara dukkhang. If you give meaning, you attach, grasp, and cling to all these sankara, mental states, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your mental formation, your whatever perception, feeling, consciousness, suffering will arise. That's why all of sankara, the content of consciousness, you attach and cling without understanding and wisdom, it will lead to suffering. So the famous saying of the Buddha is very, very wise and very penetrative. Sabbe sankara anicchang, sabbe sankara dukkhang, then sabbe dhamma anatta. The third one is also very powerful, very meaningful. He said not only within the conditioned world. That's why the third one, he never says sabbe sankara anatta. He says sabbe sankara anatta is correct too, but it's only one side. What about the unconditioned where there is no sankara, no content of consciousness, no mind? That one is also anatta, non-self, not a permanent unchanging entity that you can cling onto, grasp onto, hold onto, and say, this is me, this is I. That's why, according to the Buddhist teaching, for one who is awakened or enlightened, they will know there is no such thing as an eternal self, ultimate self, Atman, or whatever, even though other religion may believe it. But if you meditate, you realize that one is just a nature. A nature is not a being. It's not a self. It's not you. It's a nature. Like your spiritual nature, your karmic nature. That nature is not you. That nature exists within nature. But it's not a permanent unchanging entity. is not a being. That's why sabedamma anatta means whether it's the condition or the unconditioned, it's also anatta, that universal characteristic apply. So this understanding is very deep, very profound. And when you have the understanding, you become different.